Hello, it's Danny Hay here for the SLA Europe podcast. Once again, at the last day of the Online Information Conference in London. And today I'm joined by Liz Blankson-Hemans. Hi, Liz.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Danny.
So we finally got you on the mic. For people that don't know you, could you introduce yourself briefly, what you do professionally and for SLA?
Okay, yes. Well, I'm Marketing Director at Dialogue, which is part of the Procus family of businesses. I've been with them for 10 years, and that's my professional role. In my other capacity, my professional association role, I am also the current chapter cabinet chair for the SLA board, and I have also been SLA Europe past president, membership chair. So that's me in a nutshell.
And you all do this with 24 hours in a day?
I know. I don't know where we find 24 hours. But yes, as my boss likes to say, oh, you always find time for the things you like to do. So,
yeah. And you're always passionate about the things you do.
Well, so, if you don't have the passion, then why are you doing it?
Absolutely. And what would you, what is the, for example, the cabinet chapter, what do you do?
Right. The chapter cabinet chair position is the main board liaison for all the SLA chapters globally. So they're your point, that you are their point of contact for issues, concerns, happy news, all kinds of information that you want channeled to the board and from the board. And so they can come to you with questions, advice, they can come to you with news if they want to do something different, if they want to change their bylaws, if they want to change names, that kind of thing. So you're the face of the board for them.
Okay. And that probably puts you in touch with a wide variety of chapters all around the world.
Yes, it does. And people have, in the different chapters have different issues.
Mm-hmm.
For some, it's geographic because they're spread over a wide region. SLA Europe, for instance, is all Europe. And for some, it's language.
Yep.
Because the various languages within. For others, it's distance. Even if it's one state, say Texas, that's a massive state. And how do you have meetings? How do you put on events that the critical mass can attend? So questions like this, they ask advice on, they share ideas with each other, people who've done it before, what's good practice, what's not, and that kind of thing.
Okay. And besides that, we've just learned that you have a variety of roles in the past in SLA. So if people are thinking about maybe volunteering to do more than just being a member, what's in it for them? What makes you do all of this?
Right. Well, I'll answer the question, what's in it for them, first. What's in it for you is what you put into it. It's very rewarding in the sense that the effort that you put into it comes back for you tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
You have a rich network of contacts. People are always telling me how well connected I am. I didn't even realize it until I start thinking, when I need a group of people to interview for a certain topic, I have a rich network to fall on. If I have questions that I want answered in various, whether it's country specific or just wanting to, even it's personal for travel.
Yeah.
I can get it.
Where
yes,
to stay,
exactly.
Where to go.
Or even what to do in my spare time.
Yeah.
I can ask members. But, it's not all just sort of social. It's very rewarding to find that you can have unit level.
Yep.
So you could, they're always looking for volunteers to put on events, to get the word out among students, if you have connections with students. If you have connections with sponsors,
mm-hmm.
if you mm-hmm. want to find speakers, people who do jobs that put them in contact with different types of venues, they can make suggestions, the best places to go at reasonable rates, because as we all know, we don't have endless pots of money. So there's a lot that can be done at different levels. One of the roles I have had and still continue to have is as diversity chair.
Yep.
And that's, for me, quite rich in the sense that many people have an idea that diversity is about color, mm-hmm. and it isn't. It's about different, it's anything that's different from the norm. So if you're operating in markets that you haven't operated before, that's diversity. You need to learn the diversity of a culture, the diversity of a different market group, the diversity of how people like to do things, language diversity. So it's really very rewarding and rich.
And is your volunteer work also recognized by your management?
Yes, I'm very fortunate in that respect. When I first started this job, I used to say that SLA helped me get the job,
yep.
because we're an organization that has very close connections with our professional associations, especially SLA. Many of the company's employees have had various positions within the SLA. My boss, for instance, Libby Trudell, has been chapter cabinet chair, actually, yes. before me. She was 2011.
It was expected.
Well, not quite expected, but encouraged yep. is the word, and supported, which yep. is really helpful, because I do know some professionals who have to do this really in their spare time.
Yep.
So whilst I had, you know, I had my day job, it was still supported,
yep.
let's put it that way, and not just by allowing me the time when I needed it to go to conferences and be speaking at mm-hmm. various events, but also in kind. They've yep. been very generous with sponsorship for the organization. So.
Okay, and just as a last question, if someone was thinking of, you know, joining SLA Europe, what's the pitch? What would you tell them?
Well, the name itself speaks for itself. SLA is a global organization, and if you want to just focus on Europe, it's Europe. Yep. There's a chapter in Europe. It gives you a very broad remit to fall back on. Different countries, as I said, different languages, different types of organizations, all kinds of organizations we have. So if you think of Europe as a diverse...
yeah, we're diverse. Yeah.
Yes, then that's what you get. You get that whole mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a good association to belong to. I know I might be biased, but that's it.
You've seen different places.
Yes.
This is your home.
It is my home. And really it's because the world is global these days, you
yeah.
know? So it fits in the work that I do. It fits in the contacts that I have. It's, you know, with the technology that we have, everybody's everywhere at the same time. So, yes, an organization like this with that kind of outlook is the right mix for me.
Okay. Liz, I really want to thank you for spending the time with us, and I hope to see you soon.
Well, thank you very much, Denny. Will you be able to...